Welcome back to Nerdery and Nonsense of the Nerds with Accents Podcast Network. This is your host, Joe, VA_Otaku on Twitter, also known as Cora's Favorite Crusian. And as always, I'm joined by my guy, my co-host, the legendary one, JJ. So what's going on, my boy?
Cooling, nerdery for days. Yeah, just chilling here, man. Enjoying the show and the listeners and all their feedback. It's great to be here.
You're goddamn right, man. Now, yeah, man, y'all know what it is. It's this episode, I guess, 128. And as we said last week, we are going to go on a break, but we had so much feedback this past week after the last show. We said, you know what I mean? Let's fuck it. Let's do some feedback to send us out, and then we'll go on a break for a few weeks. But we will have some cool announcements and stuff coming up soon, so stay tuned to the Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. While we gone, I'm going to get to the feedback in a sec and get out of here, but while we gone, I wanted to tell everybody, do us a favor. I'm looking at these download numbers. I'm looking at these listen numbers, and they're doing great. Do us a favor and write us a review and 5-star rating, because we got a lot more listeners than people who leave us 5-star rating and reviews. It's super easy. Just go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you go. Write a review. Give us 5 stars. If you gave us 5 stars already, but you didn't write the review, please write the review, because it helps us in the algorithm and all that beautiful stuff. We will sincerely appreciate it. You know what I mean?
And so we'll read it.
Please do us that favor. Yes, you're right, JG. And we're going to read it in the feedback section. So, please do us that favor. You know what I mean? From your favorite podcasters, Joe and JG, man. So please do that for us. We appreciate it. And yeah. So y'all know how you leave feedback. Just hit us up on Twitter at TNWA pod. You could hashtag TNWA or hit us in the DMs or whatever. The Facebook page is the Nerds with Accents page. The Nerds with Accents. And it comes up on Facebook. And you could email us if you want to, you know, at the Nerds with Accents at gmail.com. Just put feedback in the title and I'll know what you want, you know, and we'll read it on the show. And keep sharing it, you know, whether you love us or hate us, share the show link with your best friend or your worst enemy. Either way, you win, man. So let's jump right to the feedback, man. Let's see.
And since we're just doing feedback, I'm gonna roast Ayo.
Well, there you go. Okay. So the first one is from The Woodman. Yeah, The Woodman. The Woodman on Twitter said, Heiza had the brothers arguing with each other, and she was just loving the carnage she created. I love it. Well, The Woodman, you would fucking love it. You know what? One thing I noticed about The Woodman, you know what he loves, JG? Whenever Joy come on the show or Heiza come on the show and try to sow discord, you know what I'm saying? Try to plant some beef. I don't know what's going on with The Woodman. I thought he's our biggest supporter, but he might be our biggest usurper. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with The Woodman?
Tin Man, the orthopedic Saucony wearing smeg shoes buying goddamn round headed weasel, constantly boosting up the damn woman them that are coming on our podcast and then forgetting that weasel one doing the podcast every damn time. You goddamn underhanded, sneaky, two-faced damn reviewer, you. I got my eyes on you. Thanks for the feedback, but I'm gunning for you on this particular one.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck on, bro. I appreciate y'all, though. Lame-ass niggas.
That's basically what JG said. That's basically what he said. But yeah, but son, The Woodman love when we do that, man. He love when someone comes down and try to, you know, create chaos, and that's what Heiza definitely did. He said didn't get as much banter between the two in a long time, bring her back more often. Yeah, you know, we always bring Heiza in every now and then, you know what I'm saying? She usually don't try to tear apart the fabric of the show as much as she attempted to last week. But yeah, man, it was definitely interesting. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And you know, Heiza will be back. Multiversus is great. The Woodman, back on your side, bucko. Back on your side. Multiversus is great. You hear that, JG?
Well, I'm glad you're all enjoying the game. All right. I hear Shaggy tearing Ayo up, man. Which is a shame, which is just terrible and embarrassing. But you know, I guess that's what happens in Multiversus.
Big man, Shaggy. Like, you know how you know we all play Smash. You know, you have like different characters where like the way that I move is like kind of like herky jerky or a little bit different. So sometimes it's hard to kind of clock them. To me, Shaggy's one of them characters. So for me personally, I'd have kind of a hard time playing them. But, you know, that's my struggle. From what I saw on Twitter, Tariq, Andy G, that man is beast. I think Andy G was saying he never lose a fucking match. And the way the game like, it'll match you up with different people. You could choose to play the computer or you just play like a regular match, one-on-one, two-on-two, free-for-all. And it just matches you with other people online. So that's pretty damn good. My record ain't no goddamn 10, I know. You know what I'm saying? I probably like in the mediocre realm. Sometimes I be bossing niggas ass and sometimes, it don't go that well. You know what I mean? So I got to hit the fucking lab and get better. But I ain't gonna lie, man. The game is enjoyable.
And that same thing applies to Smash for you.
Nah, big man. I had Legend of Smash. I tell a story last week, boss. A bit Agfear, you know what I'm saying? The entire population of St. Croix been in the game fucking walk, my nigga. They been in the game walk. You gonna get this work. So Smash Brothers, I'm confident in. I rusty, but I could shake that fuck off. You know what I mean? I could shake it off. Ain't no problem. Now, Multiverse now, I humble. You know what I mean? I humble. I try and get good. Andy G even was just like, yo, let me know you want to play. I was like, big man, you going to embarrass me. You know what I'm saying? So like, I try and get better, but the game is good. The game is good. And the Woodman said, pay the VFX what they owe or else Marvel will have DC effects. I feel you on that, but like, to be honest, that's something I probably should have pushed back more on last week when Heiza was talking about it. I think the discussion that we had last week was kind of like simplified. I don't think it's not that Marvel ain't paying them. It's that, I guess what they're saying is that when they're working on the Marvel projects, they're subjected to harsh working conditions. So it's not they're not getting paid. That's not true. You might argue we should pay them even more. That's great. I agree with it. Obviously, last week I was joking about lashing niggas back. I was just being an asshole for jokes. I do not believe that. Let me just be clear and clear. Y'all think I was serious. I was being funny. You know what I mean? But in that they ain't getting paid. It's that they had working long days. If Marvel say, yo, fuck it, we changing the whole about the last half of the movie. They got to do everything. Like, you know what I mean? I understand that. But I just wanted to be clear. In that they ain't paying them. It's that the conditions, they feel like the conditions ain't good.
Yeah, in other words, they should be having naps, you know, sponsored naps, lunches. You know how Google treat their employees like that same thing, like exquisite lunches, exotic shit.
Right.
Marvel got the money, you know what I mean? They should be getting steak and lobster. Like, they should be treated very well. 5-star apartment rooms right inside, you know, like right outside the office. Like, yeah.
Right. So, yes, I just wanted to make that clear. But, yeah, obviously, I when we not joking, I obviously support them getting more money. But it's still more complicated than that. It's not like Marvel have them in their studio and Marvel is their direct supervisor. Marvel are like contract people out. You know what I mean? They go to a studio and say, hey, you do the effects for Spider-Man No Way Home. And those people have their animators or their contractors that they bring in. And I think they're saying the whole process with Marvel is tough. And it's probably because of all of the turnaround time, because how many different projects they have. And there aren't that many big studios that handles that type of work. So they're kind of overworked. So I just want to make sure it's clear. I don't want to come on here. I like to make sure that what I'm saying is factual. You know, I don't want to be loose with it. But appreciate you writing in, Woodman. Even though you want me and JJ to beef. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Woodman.
Lemonark at Sean STX on Twitter said, Marvel, Disney acting like they broke, pay the people. I mean, we just can't talk about that. So yeah, obviously, if they ain't getting paid what they need to get paid, that's fine.
What was that again?
Lemonark, Sean STX.
Oh, yeah. What are you saying, Sean? You pickle juice drinking, goddamn sneak comment out of the blue, neutral Switzerland ass, goddamn. No, I just played it. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate you.
No, keep going, dog. I want to see you can roast everybody. We got a lot of feedback. If you roast everybody, you are fucking genius, dog.
Let's go.
Yeah, so yeah, obviously Marvel, Disney acting like they broke, pay the people, agree, gonna make the movies look like Sharknado. Again, I don't want to repeat what I just said, you heard it, but what I would say is that ain't nothing fucking looking like Sharknado, my boy. Sharknado is a fucking film disaster, a film fiasco, okay?
That's the bottom of the barrel as far as, you know, terrible filmmaking goes. That's like a spoof almost. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Yeah, that's really terrible.
Yeah,
that's a good barometer right there, you know, as far as terrible movies, a Sharknado. Yeah. I mean, it has to be a comedy, right? They didn't really seriously think, you know, to create a movie about.
Oh, like, yeah, no. They knew that movie was comedy. They wrote that on purpose to make people, they want people to watch it, to say it. They wrote it so you could say, this is so bad, it's good. That's how they wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
You think that's brilliant?
Brilliant. You know me. I have a high bar for white car brilliance. I think it's clever. It's smart. It's a shrewd move. But brilliant is, you know what I mean? Brilliant is like top of the top. You know what I mean? Like brilliant is like fucking Madara. Shrewd is like, you know, a level down from brilliant to me. But yeah, it makes sense. They get a bunch of different movies, you know, them, they get paid. So definitely shrewd for sure. Jada Tenken, the fucking, the real number one usurper, said when JG said Momo had more heart than Avatar Korra and Vi Otaku was struggling to choke back his rage, I was smiling. No, he said, I was like, this motherfucker spitting. Well, Jada Tenken, you rat. No, I'm just kidding. I can't do that shit JG do. I can't do all that random shit off my head. Yeah, man. Y'all know who it is, man. The last time we had this big argument on the podcast, it was Jada Tenken who inspired it with his unmitigated hatred for Korra. My second favorite avatar, word to Kiyoshi. Yeah, man, it was fun, man. It was fun, man. I wanted to talk about this discussion. I think some people write me privately, right? So let me say this publicly, okay? All right, buckos and baddies. You know what I mean? Instead of ladies and gentlemen, buckos and baddies. Right, so what was I going to say? The Avatar pod... I think it's gonna come at some point. So that's what I'll just say. It's gonna come at some point. Whenever me and JG argue about this, right? The reason me and JG argue, even though he has a feel like she caused it, this wasn't the first time it's happened. So he has a settle down, okay? Settle down, all right? You're not Tywin, okay? Maybe you could be Tyrion. I don't know. You damn sure ain't Lady Olenna. You know what I mean? There's levels to this. But the reason me and JG the beef is because JG feel the way he feel about Aang, which is fine. He has his opinion as my buddy. I respect it. What I get upset about is I just don't like the logic of people who tear it on Korra. And to be fair, in part of the discussion, we kind of got to it. I think the shows are very different and how they wanted their characters, their protagonists to overcome was different. The way they wanted, in my opinion, the way they wanted Aang to overcome was more like a straight up, you have to stop the Fire Lord. It has to be physical. But a lot of Korra struggles, in addition to some of the fighting, was a mental thing that they were going through. So I think the way that we different people wanted her to win is going to be different because the fight is different. What is the victory is different. So when I'm mad at GAG and I hear fucking trying to troll him and just fucking get his head because he pisses me off, it's because I just hate the logic, in my opinion, of some of the anti-Korra stuff. So that's how the argument pop off. So we're not rehashing it now. Obviously, I'll let GAG talk. But we're not rehashing it now. But that is the reason why me and JG going at each other like that. But me and JG good. So don't ever worry about that. We won't ever do nothing crazy to each other. This is my nigga.
I mean, all I'll say is, you know, I know he has his gripes. I think everything I'm saying is purely logical besides, you know, some of the jokes that I put out there. Because, you know, it's just funny. And then I know this man that just get angry as shit as soon as he says something about Korra. So, you know.
That's right. Korra's number one favorite Krusian.
Purely logical, but I do think, you know, even though what Joe said is clearly accurate and you know, they definitely complicated things on their second go, you know, the second showing with this you know, Korra's thing. I think some of the elements are intensified in Korra's and they still exist in Aang's show as well. Because I think Aang had some mental battles too. There was a whole episode where he had to open up his chakras to get over some of his emotional traumas so he could be an effective avatar and control the avatar state. So, I mean, I think they multiplied a lot of the stuff in the first Avatar times two for, you know, Korra. And, you know, which they should, you know, your second album should be more, should be better than the first. That's what you should be working towards, you know what I mean? But yes. Yes, but you know, yeah, great, great conversation. Looking forward to the pod. I have some fresh new points because, you know, Joe was saying some things and I'm like, he forgetting a lot about his show, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't know how he can say some of the things he said, but, you know, I'm gonna remind him and refresh his memory, you know, when that time comes. Because I have a few new points that he just, it's going to be hard for him to get around. It's going to be real hard for him to get around. And I can't wait to see how he does. But yes.
And I get a few where, and I was saying myself, I know my memory is ass. Like whenever I review anything for this show, I watch it twice before I talk about it because I know my memory is ass. So whenever we do the Avatar pod, like maybe we'll set something up. I know he was suggesting something like this, but maybe we'll do something where like we'll kind of forego the regular show and just kind of like every week we watch a certain amount of episodes and we get a group of people and we talk about it, and then the culmination, the big bang, would be like the end all be all Avatar part. We talk about all of the avatars. We ain't just gonna do Aang and Korra. I want to talk about Kyoshi and all of them. Kyoshi and maybe Yang Chen, because Yang Chen's book's out. So maybe by the time that happens, I'll read Yang Chen's book. We'll talk about Roku, bitch ass. We coming for that nigga. I ain't gonna lie, coming for Roku. Ain't gonna be no fucking slouch. Nuance. Ain't no nuance. Roku getting flambéed when the podcast happened. So it's gonna happen, man. So we working on that. Yeah. The usurper also went on to say, when Gyo meets World, say, sometimes I used to be like, should Korra still be losing this fight? I was like, finally some honesty. Well, again, that goes back to the point. I think it's what she was trying to overcome. So yeah, man. So it's coming.
As you can see, Joe is already getting heated, Tenken.
Oh, for real, I am?
Oh, man. I sense the energy right there, Tenken.
Oh, no, absolutely not. This nigga lying.
I appreciate your commentary, but Tenken, you know, goddamn sense-making name. What the hell is a Tenken? Get the hell out of here, you rare commenter coming out of space. Random, like, nah, but thanks, I appreciate you, man. You know what I mean? I take it a little easy on you because you agreed with me. But yes, yeah, Momo got a most hot dog. Please. But yeah,
Momo ain't ready for what's my boy name? Appa get a most hot out of any of the animals, okay? Ain't ready for Appa, okay? Don't leave my nigga out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Andy G said niggas need to get that Avatar. Wow. Avatar pod going for real. I'm ready to spit the facts and shut the Korra hate up.
Good job, my brother. We rocking with you.
We absolutely rocking with you, my nigga. Oh, man. But yeah, man, he said he's ready to defend Korra. The bias must stop. Amen, my brother. Aang's own. Oh, well, I guess niggas really arguing about this with no comments. I didn't realize
this is Andy G again.
Yeah, not for the first time. Aang's own son said Korra transformed the world more in years than most avatars have ever done. Put some respect on her. Woo. Okay, Andy G. Great part of Geraldo. Love the chaos.
Beautiful. Aang wasn't a part of that most that you were talking about, though. But Andy G, you pinky and the brain vibes having goddamn Korra feet licking commenter, man. Listen, I got my eyes on you. I've been gunning for you for a while, dog. You skip the Pokemon smoke. You run from that. Now you're here talking about some Avatar. Listen, you ain't ready for me. You don't even know what I have devised in this brain for this pod. I'm going to overwhelm all of you, okay? And I know I'm going to have my boy Tenken with me. And I'm going to have Heizan there.
Tenken is banned from this platform.
What? No, if you're having that pod, Tenken will be on the pod.
But this is why I will say, though, right? Because I telling you, right? Because again, I want it to be a celebration. And if we have some debate,
yeah, you can say that, but I know you're bringing Ludens. I know you're bringing Andy G.
I ain't going to lie. I want it to be balanced. You know what I mean? So like, I got to see who, I think there was an actual Roku defender. So maybe I might bring a Roku defender. And I want it to be balanced for real. I don't want it to be everybody hate Korra or everybody hate Aang. Because to me, that's just pointless. Right. So I'm going to try and see if we could make it somewhat even. So I'm going to try for real, but I won't do that. That's fuck up.
All right. But yeah, I got my eyes on you, Andy G. I ain't playing. The things that I have in store for this pod, Joe doesn't even know.
You see, I will have to take notes if we do this podcast because JG coming out to fight. Okay, JG don't want to celebrate both of the shows. He don't want to talk about all the Avatar's accomplishments. And then, but as soon as that Korra come up, Korra, what's up, bitch ass nigga? He about to come out like a fucking wrestling promo. Okay. JG will come out to the Zoom and you'll see fucking sparklers and fucking music in the background. He gonna be fucking waving to the crowd. It's gonna be a thing, man. But anyways, don't worry, it's coming, man. We're gonna do it. Shout out to Andy G. Appreciate you. Raphael left us a nice comment, man. It was long, but I appreciate it, my brother. So let me find it. He said, okay, I'm confused. Does Marvel hire the VFX artists separately from other movie studios, or was it shoot at Marvel season? And that's another part of the discussion I wanted to talk about too, right? obviously, if they're not getting treated well, that's bad regardless of who do it, right? But I think something that's important too is from a strategic standpoint, if you just want overall better treatment, you got to get your name in the headlines to make more people aware, you got to shoot at the big dog. If people said, if they were saying, oh yeah, DC treating us like shit, nobody would care. You wanted to know why? Because it'll say, man, DC to do everything shitty. People would not care. But if you say, hey, yo, when we're working on these Marvel projects, they're treating us like this. And you know that, da 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 da. You see what I'm saying? From a strategic standpoint, I think it makes sense. So I'm not saying what they're saying is untrue, but I'm saying it's smart to go after Marvel. Because they're the big dog right now, running this fuck for the last 15 years. You see what I'm saying? So I think it makes more sense. I think that's part of it. He
very,
said,
very perceptive. No, I was just saying, very perceptive. Is that a word?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is.
But yeah, best selling author, goddamn Raphael. No. Go ahead, man.
Okay. He said, I thought that a deal was with the VFX company that hires the artists, or if Kevin Feige got them powers like that. Yeah, it is more like that. Marvel, I don't think Marvel have all their own in-house animators. What they do is they say, hey, for instance, like ILM, who does like all the Star Wars shit, they will say, okay, ILM, we have this Shang-Chi movie. We need you guys to work on this for us, or whoever other company. And they say, hey, yo, we need you guys to come in and work on this. This is what we're doing. Work with our people. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. So it's not like Feige over them lashing their back. They work with an animation company and they work with a contract with them to go ahead and get somebody's work done. And obviously they communicate back and forth. He said, because if I'm not mistaken, Star Wars uses the same. Like, yeah, like all the Star Wars and ILM work all the time because that's George Lucas' company. He started that company. I think it was Image, Light and Magic. So I'm pretty sure ILM works on some of the Marvel stuff and definitely a lot of the Star Wars stuff. So I think it was more complicated. Shut up, computer. And don't tell me about my goddamn space. How dare you? I think it's more complicated than that. So I just wanted to get the context. Then he went on to say, I know that I'm different, but fam, we got so much content today out here. I know people who never read comics are excited for She-Hulk after the first trailer. Yeah, I agree, man. Clearly, you know what I mean? I was addressing it last week, but here is a clearly have a problem. I don't know why she is so amped up against She-Hulk. That's why I asked her last week. I was just like, when she said, not my words, her words. She said, it looked like somebody was cosplaying. And I'm just like, that's what I said. That's why I said, like, for real? You're really going to say that? And I didn't get a reply. Because that she was wilding. Come on, man. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But let's not lie here. If you see somebody look like that in a cosplay, everybody would be like, what the how did you even achieve this? Like, let's be real. Let's not be silly here.
Just, you know, just jump in a tub of green. You know, like Big Fat Liar. Disney. Why not jump in that? Yeah, man. That's how you cosplay that. But yeah, you know, She-Hulk could have been more ripped up. You know what I mean? It could have been a little, she just turned green and got taller. So I could see it's a little underwhelming. It's a little underwhelming. Truthfully, you know, and there's a lot of She-Hulk talk, but you know, as you can see, I wasn't jumping out of my seat for no She-Hulk. But I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting, you know, the new wave of Avengers coming in, so you gotta get a She-Hulk going. Mm-hmm. But yes, a lot of people are really excited for She-Hulk. Yeah. Whatever. I have other stuff that I'm excited for. But, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I think people are excited for it. I tried to address it, but you know, I don't like to like comment my guests too much unless I know them like my whole life. You know, like niggas like Jib Tank, and I like that nigga up on the pod. You know what I mean? He gets no quarter.
It was like, but, how he light you up that first few episode?
Nah, man, he surprised me. That's why I was exactly. Like, I was like, what? My boy blindsided me, dog.
He was legendary, man.
He mean, like, let me know before the pod, I coming for you. We talking about like Superman or some fuck. He was like, you know what? Let's talk about what you talked about 15 weeks ago. You know what you're saying? It was some real assassin shit. So me and this nigga beefing in real life. You know, I got challenged this nigga. Challenged this man to an Agni Kai in real life. So, but yeah, man. So right. shout out to this nigga, man. And then he said, Paper Girls, Netflix, DC, etc. We got options. 007 is far older than MCU and no one mad at that franchise. That's true.
Interesting, but...
Yeah, I guess... I'm pretty sure he commented on the fact. I think Heiza was saying, was it her or am I mixing her up? If it wasn't her, give me a reprieve here, Isa. But I think she was saying she was starting to get tired of them. Was it her that said that last week, or am I making up? I think she said that. Like, she was saying it's starting to be a lot. And I guess I could get that. I was talking to another friend off the pod, and they were saying the similar thing. Like, it feel like it's a lot. But I guess for me, it's more like, I think people is like, quote unquote, upset that they don't have as much time to watch the other stuff. You know what I mean? So like, if you watch anime too, and you like the DC animated stuff, and you like, let's say you read comic books, it's so much Marvel, you like Marvel is eating away your time. But to me, that's a blessing. We're in a golden age of nerdery. You know what I mean? It's going to slow down at some point. But for right now, I just trying to, you know what I mean? Like, I die about fucking buffet, my boy. You know what I mean? I try and get some fucking shrimp. I try and get some steak. Try and get some fried rice. You know what I mean? Try and get some everything until the food, you know, get to go to the restaurant, so to speak, man. So, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You ain't going to believe this, but I haven't really followed 007, but I feel like maybe I should. Mm. But yeah, I ain't watched none of them 007. Like, the, yeah, man. Sorry. Maybe I should go and watch them.
I only watch a few. I remember some of the Pierce Brosnan ones. I ain't see a bunch of them, but he was my favorite 007. I saw the one with Pierce Brosnan and Halle Berry. That's the one that I remember.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember, yeah.
And I watched the first one. Was it Casino Royale? That one was pretty good. But I never been huge on 007. I never hated it, but I was just like, this is cool, but I used to watch all that shit. So I'm with you. But I'm sure it's on HBO Max somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, huge following behind that whole thing.
Right. And people said the most recent one was really, really good. I think was it No Time to Die? I think. But anyways, the most recent one, people said it was really good. So, and it did really well, I think in the box office. So check that out. Raphael went on to say, the more diverse MCU gets, the higher the volume of complaints. I ain't gonna lie, I've been peeping that. But as with anything like sexist or racist, if being explicit, it's hard to prove. You know what I mean? Especially because it's art. But I ain't gonna lie, yes, the more women involved, niggas talking about, oh my God, it's the MCU. And I'm like, big man, you don't like woman? Like, I don't understand.
I never heard
like,
that one before. That's my first time hearing that.
You don't want to hear that. If you start hearing niggas talking about MCU, it's incel time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It feels that way for sure. The more woman and people of color come in, I feel like more people complaining. But honestly, I think a big part of it is jealousy. And also people don't respect. And I said this before, I think people don't respect superhero movies. You know what I mean? The way they respect other genres. Because they feel like ain't real stories. And I think that's bullshit. Because I watch a bunch of movies and you can't tell me some of these other ridiculous stories is more important than, you know what I mean? Higher art than some of the stories. I don't care they have powers and shit involved.
Yeah, I think we've come to a point where we're past, you know, that whole point. I had a better word for it, but you know, that whole argument where, you know, superhero movies are like low grade, just poppy type movies that don't have any, you know, substance. I think we've had enough examples to, you know, get us out of that box. I don't think you can really say that anymore. You know, Christopher Nolan stuff, of course, you know, some of the Marvel movies. Yeah, I think that superhero movies can definitely be high art at this point.
Mm-hmm. I agree, man. But I feel you, Raphael. It does feel a little weird sometimes, especially the way they were coming after Eternals. And like, it might not be your best favorite movie, but it wasn't bad. And you had some good people in there. So I feel you. He said, I love what I'm getting and I support paying people who do the work. Amen. Don't leave the VFX companies exempt. Just go after Marvel. If it's so, then Disney, Sony, WB, Paramount are all guilty and not just one studio. Yeah, that's why he's saying like some of these things is like industry wide. If you want to get people to pay attention, you got to shoot at Marvel. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no way Marvel is the only company that's mistreating their animated workers or working them too hard. This fucking Hollywood, this is about $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? And we know how Mandas get when a million down the line. Imagine a billion. Come on, man. It's not just Marvel. So I feel you, Raphael. Thank you for that. Let me see. Let me make sure. And then he says, finally, check out Paper Girls on Prime. Apparently, I can't read today. Check out Paper Girls on Prime. Jeff Bezos really dropping the cash on indie comics, yo. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Paper Girls. Okay.
Yeah. Paper Girls on Prime. Let me see if I can find a little like summary. Paper Girls. Let me see. Paper Girls summary.
Follows the story of 4 12-year-old newspaper delivery girls.
There we go.
This is Wikipedia. Wikipedia is more useful than you guys think. All right.
All right, Google God.
All right. Set in Stony Stream, a fictional suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, as they are out delivering papers on the morning after Halloween, the town is struck by an invasion from a mysterious force from the future. The girls become unwillingly caught up in the conflict between two warring factions of time travelers. This shit is fucking interesting. Okay. Damn. And it premiered on July 29th, 2022. Damn. Thank you, bro. So, yes, this is on my watch list. It's not going to be on Joe's watch list. We can't even hear you, Joe. You're on mute. But it's not going to be on Joe's watch list because this isn't his genre. And he's clowned me several times before because of this.
I just surprised JG was listening to me. You know what I'm saying? JG was paying attention when I was talking shit about his magical schoolgirls. But I ain't going to lie. I'm about to break my own rule. And I think I might check this out because I'm a big fan of Brian K. Vaughan. Y'all know every now and then I talk about Saga. I really like the graphic novel Saga. He's won a bunch of awards. The art is great. It's a fun story. So I really like Brian K. Vaughan. So and I think he also wrote. Let me see. I think he also wrote. What's that one? Was it the last? Why the last man? Yeah, he wrote why exactly. He wrote Why the Last Man too. So I'm a big fan. So I ain't gonna lie, I might check this out, even though this ain't really like my normal vibe. I just really like his work. So I think I'll check this out. So JG, we gonna be on board for that one there.
Okay. All right, well, this is a first, man. This is interesting.
Yeah.
To see Joe cross over to these waters. You know what I mean? Boss, you're saying it's dirty over there, you can't swim, but now you want to cross over, you know what I mean? But it, you know, it's cool. It's cool to see him, you know. That's cool, man.
No, absolutely, man. Like, yeah, I really like this writer. He's really good. Hopefully he's not a piece of shit. but yeah, man. So definitely gonna do that. Shout out to Raphael for the feedback. Long, but I love it, man. I appreciate everybody that writes in. And I think this is the last one. At X Tariq, or I don't know if it's EXE or X, probably EXE, like the computer program executable file. EXE Tariq. Girl meets wall on that new TNWA pod. Bush T and nerdery levels reading a dangerous amounts. Absolutely, man. You know, we always have to fuck around with the VI people. Even when they're trying to cause chaos. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, it was fun, man. It was fun. Appreciate her coming on. And yeah. So I check in now. I think that's the last of the feedback. I think that's the last of the feedback. Yeah, that's the last of the feedback. Yeah, man. So y'all know what it is, man. Thank you guys for listening. It's a shout out podcast. Y'all remember, do us a favor, man. If you wrote us a 5-star review already, thank you so much. But please go ahead and just add the rating and say, hey, yo, Joe is a... No, don't say it. Don't cuss, because then they're going to flag it. But, hey, yo, I hate Joe, but I love JG. Hey, yo, JG, a joker, but I love Joe. The show is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but why I got to be a joker?
Hey, I flipped the scenario, bucko. But no, man, say what you like about the podcast in all seriousness, because it really helps folks who may never listen. And, you know, so I appreciate everybody who's done it already, but please do it on Apple Podcasts. I know for Spotify, you can't leave a review, but you can leave 5 stars. So just click on, go to our show, click on the stars, just give it 5 stars. If they add the feature where you can add a review, say something nice or something that you enjoy about the show. So it helps us grow. And we will really, really appreciate it. And if we come back and we get 20 of them, we're going to read all of them on the podcast. You know what I mean? That's the policy. So please do that for us. Keep sharing the show. Make sure you like our Twitter page at TNWA Pod, and the Facebook page, The Nerds With Accents. Follow JG at JGJ, right? And me at VI_Taco on Twitter. Just show us some love, man. But we need to take this little break. Been going hard, like almost 130 episodes. We take like 2 breaks in that time, so we're gonna be off for a few weeks, but we're coming back Hopefully better than ever, man. So we appreciate y'all. Lots of love. Appreciate the support. And we shall talk to y'all soon. Peace.
Peace.